John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Numbers 38.1 through 38.2A. 1 minute and 56 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The two excisions are indicated. For additional information, please see recording log numbers 38.1 through 38.2A.
Arrives at 8 p.m. unclear. What good is the reckoning on that?
Fairly good, because position reports from the president came in last night.
I get it.
But what is not completely clear at the moment is at what point we can intercept, and this relates to our own forces and so on. I think you should instruct the president to be prepared to intercept tomorrow during daylight, if it's at all possible to develop a practical plan to do so.
And no matter where it might be.
And no matter where it might be, exactly. And what we would then do is move our ships out, or move some ships out toward it now.
Now, will they know that?
The Groznik, no.
The Russians won't know you're moving ships?
No.
You know, I'd like to just call your attention to this page, Roman numeral 2-4. You take the last item 7 to 14, where these ships turned around. There's a ship en route to the Baltic, probably all at the same time. That's in the Baltic. There's one en route back to the Black Sea. There's number 9. Left the Mediterranean October the 23rd, and re-entered the Mediterranean on the 24th. There's one that left the Baltic on the 23rd and returned into the Baltic on the 24th. There's one that left the Black Sea on the 23rd and re-entered 20 hours later on the same day. Here's one
that's the date today.
Today's the 25th. Turned around in the Mediterranean on the 23rd of October and headed to the Black Sea. Another turned around the Mediterranean on the 23rd, headed to the Black Sea, and another one. In other words, they turned these around when they were pretty far east, which is quite significant, I think. That was, in my opinion, a change in appraisal that they might just be heaving to for 24, 48 hours in the Atlantic, intending to seek convoy or something else.
This would suggest that they do not are not counting on this blockade or embargo being liquidated quickly.
Yes, I would think that.
The other explanation might be that they're counting on taking forceful action against the first one we intercept.
Right.
I'm afraid this will spread to war.
Definitely, they won't get all the ships back in the war.
Well, the real question there is whether any of the ones far to the east are still proceeding westward. Do we have an answer to that?
Well, you can take the first 1-7, that gives you what information we have.
What about Soviet ships in the Pacific? Have any of them turned down and stuck to run through the war?
I think it would be a huge temporary point.
You have ships that are not going for Cuba where they're all turning back.
Where are they going back to first? I keep right on the political side. There's one.
That's the question.
There's nothing, Mr. President. I've just checked the language in your speech which requires you to stop any ship. Simply, if found to contain cargo, defensive weapons, that will be turned back.
Yes.
The way in which we find this is our business.
Did we get to Holly Cleveland in case?
Mr. President, may I raise one other question? We should, I believe, have included missile fuel in the list of prohibited items. I'd like to send out an interpretation of that list today, including missile fuel. This is preparation for the Groznik interception.
This might be the reason why the hesitation on the course.
Well, it might be. In any case, I'd like to cover that.
More likely a quartermaster.
But do we know that this doesn't, that the one that we're letting through doesn't carry with some fuel?
We're almost sure, because the missile fuel would not be indeed separate beyond deck load.
Kerosene missile fuel?
No.
Fueling nitrogen.
How are we going to handle the problem if this one proceeds today? There's a lot of interest in what's happened to these ships. Is it going to come out about one ship that's stopped?
Obviously, they weren't carrying the cargo. deck cargo.
Pass through without deck cargo, but including the Bucharest.
Exactly.
we continue to shadow her. We've got all kinds of pictures.
And we're not going to grab any other tankers today. And then I think the defense department will be thinking about what our explanation will be. We've got some credit on our side, which is the 14 ships that may have turned around. And we've got the question of whether this procedure is a little flat. That won't become really a major problem until tomorrow night when it arrives. By then, as I assume, we may have another Russian ship. Is there a political advantage in stretching this thing out? That's really the question. We didn't get anything out of the UN or Khrushchev.
Why don't we turn to the UN for a while, Mr. President, and then
okay,
come back to this question.
Take the quarantine off until he offers a substitute. He has an officer.
Why don't we say that as sentence one? No pain in that. sweeping proposition which covers both. It obviously covers the preliminary talks when there is nothing.
Yeah.
The warranty doesn't come off in the longer period either, except when they get something more.
You want to say the present measure is not quarantined because of the other measures?
Under this concept, you really don't get beyond the preliminary talks unless there is some kind of U.S.
I understand that. I'm talking about the impact of the statement, that's all. The props, I don't think we're differing on substance.
Is it clear there's nothing in this statement that indicates we take quarantine off if they simply agree to prohibit the movement of offensive weapons into Cuba?
No, it's a three-way thing to take the quarantine off.
I think we need to be very
careful. Effective guarantees against the movement of offensive weapons, discontinuance of development, and adequate inspection.
And you and the service to ensure that offensive weapons are not operational.
The talks to follow in the second phase perhaps would be helped by to restate the essence of the problem as we see it.
We made clear in the Security Council Monday the existing threat was created by the secret introduction of offensive weapons into Cuba. The first task should be to assure the nations of the Western Hemisphere against that threat. These nations, the Organization of American States, authorized the quarantine as an essential step in the achievement of that purpose. Surely no one could fail to understand their insistence upon effective guarantees that the present crisis was produced by secret action taken contrary to the most explicit terms. Such guarantees should cover the further introduction of offensive weapons into Cuba. This continues the development work on existing sites and the UN observers to ensure that offensive weapons are not operational. We do not believe that there should be a typical difficulty in reaching a peaceful and permanent resolution of the problem if those responsible for the threat are prepared to remove it.
Very little anywhere in there about removing the weapons.
Yeah, that's right.
I take away the removal of the weapons. Nothing in there except for the little end about removing the threat.
Well, I think we've got to play it. We've played this here again. And the answer to this problem lies in the removal of the weapons. It's found in the removal of the weapons.
Yeah,
Mr. President, there's one other crucial point I might just mention. The Brazilians have come up with a very interesting possibility in declaring Latin America a nuclear-free zone. Now, this would come forward. It's very likely to spread fast to Africa. Our defense colleagues will be looking at this promptly with the disarming people, but if you have a Latin American-African combination on two...
I should say nuclear-free, missile-free.
Well, I think you wouldn't. They wouldn't take it on just that basis. They would insist on nuclear-free.
And yet we don't know whether there's nuclear free. There's no way to tell whether nuclear weapons on their missiles we can tell something about.
Important shipments of military equipment and technicians from the Soviet Union to Cuba. In early September,
not denied, namely that all these public assurances were false and that your military people had set out recently to establish a set of missile bases in Cuba should have been secret. I ask you to recognize clearly, Mr. Chairman, that it is not I who issued the first challenge in this case, and that in the light of this record, these activities in Cuba require the responses I have announced. I repeat my regret that these events should cause a deterioration in our relations. I hope that your government will take the necessary action to permit a restoration of the earlier situation.
Doesn't that suggest, though, that what he intends is to not let his ships be put in a position where they are going to have to avoid an insurgent?
Except he just put one in there, so that
some ships.
We haven't put any.
It's possible, it seems to me, Paul, what you're saying, that we may be moving towards some kind of de facto, unclarified quarantine.
I'd like to assume that that's the case. I think our problem is the minute is looking ahead at least 24 hours here. Let's make these assumptions. A, the Security Council does not accept our proposal, or the United Nations does not. B, that we have no Soviet ship to intercept tomorrow, or that if we do intercept one, it carries no prohibited weapons and submits to whatever action we apply to it. See that the development of offensive missiles continues in Cuba, and we have evidence of that today from our low-level surveillance. What do we do?
I think we escalate to the...
Well, we first stop the Soviet ship someplace and have this out. What are they going to do?
I'm just speaking of 24 hours. Now, the possibility is we won't be able to do that, Mr. President. Maybe we can, but let's assume for the minute we can't. Or alternatively, assume we do, and it wasn't carrying prohibited weapons, and it's submitted to our quarantine procedure in any way we choose to apply it, indicating that the Soviet Union, for the time being, is going to prohibit the movement of offensive weapons to Cuba. What do we do under these circumstances? It seems to me, as George implied, we have to escalate. And if that's the case, how are we going to escalate? Now, we have a number of alternatives, and I'd like to suggest we consider those today, and at least some of us, perhaps the same group, get together before the end of the day and consider how we would escalate, because I suggest we have a meeting of this committee without the president for some examination of these organizations.
It might well be appropriate. Later, obvious escalation is POL, isn't it?
No, sir, I don't think that is necessary. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be difficult to put POL in here. Now, there's one way to do it, and that is it seems to me, and that is to say that today we found they were accelerating work on the preparation of the IL-28s for operation, and therefore it became essential that we add aviation gas, not POL, but just a selected kind of POL to the list, aviation gas, which would be the or jet fuel, whatever it is, for the bombers. And we can do that, but that's not much of an escalation because they're under.
That means then that they can't send any tanks.
But I was going to say it's not much of an escalation because there aren't any tankers immediately within in our grasp here. So I'm just wondering about time. It would seem to me that the timing is important. We don't want to allow any particular period of time go by that starts to freeze the situation. We want to continue to move toward this ultimate objective of removing the missiles. And in order to do that, we have to keep this situation moving without being frozen at any particular point.
Well, could we get the consensus on that, and especially the president's own view? I share that view very much, that a plateau here is the most dangerous thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's right, but I think that first...
I'm not so sure.
I won't think about that. Well, in any case, what is the difficulty if they continue to work our time in POL, because it doesn't have any particular relationship to the work being continued?
Well, it doesn't have.
Small economic.
It looks as though it's a provocative move, Mr. President, unless it's related directly to one of these offensive weapons.
I don't think you can tie it in, though, if you wanted to.
Well,
construction requires a heavy machine.
By the IL-28, there's definite fuel required for that. But, frankly, I don't think that's enough of a move. And all I would suggest at the moment is that we think that's right. It's not enough escalation, and I would suggest, therefore, that we be directed for the remainder of the day to consider a program of escalation that we might put into effect in the next 24 to 48 hours.
We can take the Bucharest in the morning with much more risk, can't we, or
Meeting of our group without the president.
We can't.